Hi, this is Yisroel Wall, and welcome to The Million Dollar Barrier. Here we dive deep into the unseen psychological roadblocks that hold entrepreneurs and business owners back from achieving their true potential. Most importantly, we go through practical and pragmatic steps on how you can break through the million and billion dollar barriers. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome again. And today I want to get into something pretty big. Something that I hear all the time from entrepreneurs, from business owners, and really from people who all over the world, because I don't think it really is specific to the entrepreneur world. And that is the idea of the reason why I'm struggling is because I'm lazy or is because I'm distracted. And I want to attack that and discuss what you could do if that's you. Like, if you feel that you're distracted, if you feel that you just need to be more focused, how do you get the things done that you know you should be getting done so that you could transform your business and your life? You know, a guy reached out to me the other day and he says to me, "Do you know a life coach that you could recommend for me?" And I'm like, maybe, right? Like, tell me more. Tell me what's going on. And he tells me, well, he needs someone to keep him accountable, to hold him accountable, to gently remind him about stuff he needs to do so that he gets it done. And he talked about having spent money in the past on this and finding people, but he wants to find someone a little better who understands his needs a little better. And I went back and forth with him a little bit. And he basically says to me, well, I know what I need to do. I get it. But I don't do it. So if I had someone who would hold me accountable better, if I had someone who would keep me to task, then I'll accomplish what I need to accomplish. Sounds familiar? I think so many of us feel the same way. Like, I kind of know I need someone to hold me accountable. The truth is you don't. And let me explain this, because it really will change your life and the way you approach these kind of things. Let's talk about laziness. I was on an earlier podcast, I was on with Ellie Weber, and he asked me the question. He says, what do you do? What do you tell people who say, I'm lazy? I'm 45. I know I should be losing weight. You know, I've been trying my whole life and I'm just too lazy to go to the gym and get this stuff done. I'm lazy. What do I do? And my response to him is so essential, because I said to him, I don't believe in the whole concept. What does it mean I don't believe in the whole concept? Of course I know that we're lazy. Like, I know that people are lazy. But the point is, we're all lazy. Every one of us is part of what makes us human. The struggle that you're having isn't because you're more lazy than someone else. We're all lazy. The struggle that you're having is the goal in front of you feels so insurmountable that automatically you're too lazy to accomplish it. So your laziness doesn't allow you to do it, but that's because the goal is so big and it's so difficult and it feels so overwhelming. But if it wasn't so difficult and so overwhelming, then laziness wouldn't be the problem. So the issue isn't your laziness, because you're not lazy more than anyone else. The issue is that it feels so difficult. And it is so difficult. It's not like, oh, it feels, but it's not. No, it is. Our feelings are us, and there are reasons why it feels so difficult. But if you want to know how to create long-term change, you want to create a world where these things aren't so hard, instead of trying to figure out how to get over laziness. So when this guy reached out and is like, I need someone to hold me accountable, I need like an accountability coach, I get it. And it will work for him to some extent. Look, 12 Steps is full about accountability on some level, right? We have our sponsors, people who hold us accountable. I get it. There's a reason for it. It works. The problem is it only works somewhat. It doesn't work long term, and it doesn't allow us to get to where we want to go to. What do I mean? It only works somewhat. You can hold me accountable, as in you could try to hold me accountable, but if it feels too much, I'm just not going to do it anyway. That's number one. Number two is it becomes extremely difficult, right? So it's only going to work a certain amount because I'm not in the mood and you keep on trying to force me to do things. And it doesn't work long term because I will end up falling. And this goes back to like all diets. We have that same thing where we go on these diets and we end up falling. Why do we end up falling? Because over time, it's just going to become too difficult. I'm not going to be able to keep on going. I'm not going to be able to keep on doing this stuff. Not forever. I can't just keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. It's just not how it works. So whenever I'm going to try to force something to happen, it's going to stop long term. It's not going to work long term. And that's what's happening over here. What's happening over here is you're trying to get an accountability coach to hold you in place, but that's not going to work long term. That's not going to get to where you want to be long term. It's going to help short term. It's going to help you to some extent, but then you're going to end up falling. So if you want to know how to get over your laziness, if you want to know how to stop being distracted by YouTube and Netflix and all the kind of stuff that you end up doing instead of the important work that you feel like you should be doing, stop trying to focus on figuring out how to get less distracted. Because those are nice tools and nice techniques, but they're not going to change everything. What will change everything is that the goal stops being so hard. So yeah, if you could somehow manage to like make it easier because you found the best things that keep you focused, that might make a difference. But the real thing is getting into a place where it stops being so difficult. And how do we do that? How do we get to a position where it's not so hard to do these things? How do we get to a position where it stops being so overwhelming? And that's all about figuring out what about this is difficult. Like really figuring it out, thinking, what is the piece in my life that's holding me back from doing these things? It's not distraction. There's a reason that comes before that. It's why am I getting distracted about these things and I don't get distracted about something else? What's so difficult about it? Because again, our mind will always, 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 always try to keep us away from things that are uncomfortable. That's part of being human. There's nothing wrong with that. But the way it does it is make us feel like we can't and all that stuff. And we want to change those messages. We want to help that we don't feel like we can't, not by forcing ourselves, but by creating a world where it stops getting in the way. So if your idea is, I just need to stop being distracted, realize that it's not distraction that's getting in your way. It's not any of that. It's something about this feels too difficult. What is it? What's that part? Ask yourself that question. What is the thing that I should be doing that I'm not doing now? How do I change that? And that could be done. And that could be done. And let me get a little bit into how it's done. You see, this whole mentality of I'm going to force myself into submission is a major, massive issue in our society. And it goes back to the way we're taught as kids. It goes back to our entire education system. You know, we tell kids all the time, you can't do this or you can't do that. They can. What's stopping them from doing it? You can't. What we want to move into is you don't want to. Do you want to do X or do you want to do Y? And what happens in our life is that we don't choose things. You know, we don't choose not to do things. Now, let me explain this a little better. Let's say you know you should be doing something in your business. So you should be making those calls. You should be reaching out to that person. You should be calling, whatever it might be that you should be doing. Sometimes should means I should not do something. So I shouldn't be down someone's back, or I should allow this to happen by itself, or I shouldn't be so overtaxing on my employees. Those things that I should be doing or shouldn't be doing, how do I stop them? So what happens is when I end up doing the things that I shouldn't be doing or end up not doing the steps that I wish I would be doing, what I tell myself is I just give up. And what we want to do instead is I want to continuously decide, that's a space I want to move into, what I want to do. So that means that sometimes things are so difficult for me and I just can't see myself going and making that phone call right now. So then decide not to. Nothing wrong with that. But make it yours. Become an owner on it. Because what this will start doing is that your entire life, you'll start actually deciding instead of letting go. When we do what we just like not doing things and just being like, oh, it's too hard for me, instead of deciding not to do it when it's difficult, we lose control over our life. Our life now is, our destiny is controlled by what I feel in the moment instead of my decisions. Let me give you an example, a very personal example. I lost my sister a year ago. It's been awfully tough. She was to me, man, she was everything in many ways. She was a big deal. My sister, without her, I wouldn't be around today. Difficult times I went through, and she was the one who held me and allowed me to get through that time and was that support system for me. And anything I do today and any good I accomplish is in her merit. Like, for real, she was huge, huge, huge in my life. So a year is going by now from when she passed, and it's difficult. The anniversary of her death, the yard site is tonight. It's been rough. It's been rough. So when things are rough and I'm like working on my business and I'm doing a, you know, thank God, a beautiful job in that, what I don't want to do is that when there are moments when I don't do things, like over this past week, and it'll get better, it's just a short-term thing during this anniversary thing, it's a little tough. But when I don't do it, if I'm like, oh, it's too hard, and I just let go, and now I'm just going to just sit around and do nothing, when I'm like, it's too hard, I let go of control of my life, and I gave it over to my feelings and my emotions. That's what I did. Where instead, what I want to do is, yeah, it's really hard right now. It's tough. It's tough. It's anniversary. It brings back so much. It's painful, and I'm grieving, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So right now, I'm going to decide not to do X. I'm going to leave this, you know, making a new podcast like I was planning on doing with someone, like having a guest over. This is just myself, but with a guest, like I'm going to leave it for another week because I don't want to do it now because it's too hard. When I do that, I am in control of my destiny instead of my feelings in control of my destiny. And one of the big reasons we don't do this is because we're afraid to choose something that we know is not going to be good for us. So we're afraid to let ourselves say, I'm going to sit back and do nothing now, because we're afraid if we let that voice in, the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde thing, if I let in the bad guy, it's going to overtake me and I'm not going to do anything. We're counterintuitively, it's the exact opposite. The more I actually decide to let go, the more it comes from a position of I decided not to do the thing that I really should be doing, the more I have control, the more I'm able to decide when I do want to do it. The more my life isn't just affected by the fact that I'm distracted and instead I decide not to focus because right now it's too hard, the more you'll see yourself focus when you actually can focus. The more you'll pull yourself together. But what happens is when I just let it go and I'm just like, it's too hard, I'm not going to do it, it's too hard for me, it's just too much, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, then my life sort of takes me over and then I don't do it. I never am able to decide. Then it just becomes too much. Then I constantly get distracted because I'm not the one in charge. My emotions are. I didn't decide not to do it. I just, when it got too hard, it just overwhelmed me. And I don't want that. If you want your business to flourish, if you want your life to flourish, you can't have that all those difficulties start being the one who defines your life. You have to be the one defining your life. And that doesn't mean pushing yourself past your max. On the contrary, it means letting go. It means giving yourself the space, but deciding to do it. Not just waiting for things to become too hard. It means I'm looking at my business and I'm saying, this is what I want to do. And I also fully appreciate the difficulty of it. So today I'm going to decide to do X. And when I'm not in the mood, I'll decide what I want to do. And I may very well decide that I'm not going to do it now, and that's okay. And counterintuitively, the more I actually decide not to, the more you'll see yourself decide to yes to. The more you'll be able to accomplish. This week was difficult for me, but I accomplished a tremendous amount this week. My clients didn't suffer. Why not? Because I'm the one deciding. And I'm able to control it. I'm the one deciding when I'm going to focus on the clients, when I'm going to focus on X. So my clients are doing better. But whereas if I would just be like, no, I'm just pushing myself and I'm not letting myself break, I'm not letting that part of me come in, I'm going to fall apart at some point. And it's going to, then I'm either just going to be distracted or just stay in this funk for a while or just have days where I'm just not at my best. Look, you're not lazy. It just became too hard for you. Stop going into the space of, I can't do this, it's too hard. Start going into the space of, if it's difficult, I'm going to decide what I want to do. Where do I want to go with this? What do I want to do? I'm working with this client and this client is really frustrated. I'm trying to do a sale with them. We've been working with them for a long time and now they're just mad at me and I can't deal with them. So I just give up. No, decide. Do you want to give up? If you do, good for you. Nothing wrong with that. Decide if you want to reach out to them again. If you do, if you don't want to, don't. That's fine. But let it be you. And I know it's scary to do that. It feels like you're allowing in mediocrity and failure. But the exact opposite is true. The more you allow yourself to do that middle or that less and decide, the more you'll actually be able to accomplish because your entire life will be under what you're deciding. And what's happening now and what people don't realize is that so much of their life, and for many people, like 99.9% of their life is not decisions that they're making. It's just what they feel like in the moment. If they feel invigorated, then they do it. If they don't feel invigorated, then they don't do it. This is what changes stuff. The more you're the one deciding, and that includes, and that in many ways, the biggest part of that is deciding what not to do, the more you'll be able to accomplish all the things you wish you would have done a long time ago. So stop letting go. Instead, decide to do X, decide to relax, decide to not take the step. And when you start doing that, you'll find yourself deciding. You'll find yourself having the energy to do all the things that you haven't done in so very long. Thank you for listening. For more individualized help, reach out directly. Love to work with you directly, just like I work with businesses across the globe and really turning the businesses and the owners and entrepreneurs and business owners and leaders' lives around. Reach out directly and can't wait to get you next time. And that's a wrap on another episode of Million Dollar Barrier. I hope you enjoyed. Most importantly, I hope you learned something new. I hope you learned how you can break through your barriers to live a life of freedom. If you did, make sure to subscribe, rate, and review us. It really helps me spread this information to others so that they too can break through their barriers and create that life of freedom.